lactational anestrus occurs when we do not see estrus after a foaling. Usually there is a 9-day or foal heat that is readily observable, but the subsequent heats may not be readily observed, or usually it's because of subestrus and because the mare is so concerned about the foal. This also may be due to a persistent corpus luteum. To diagnose the condition, we can use progesterone analysis or palpation or ultrasound to determine if the mare is actually cycling normally, and then we can breed, hopefully using artificial insemination in breeds that will allow it. Constant estrus is when the mare is always in heat. Constant estrus may just be an overinterpretation by the owner of the mare's actions, such as urinating and winking, but these urinating and winking does not always mean that the mare is in estrus. Vaginal irritation may make a mare wink and appear to be in estrus. True nymphomania is when the mare is actually in estrus. True nymphomaniacs have normal cycles, but have abnormal CNS signs during estrus. They may be very mild and completely normal except during estrus. However, these mares may be too crazy to breed. Severe nymphomaniacs have constant aggression, yet are not in heat. They are not cystic, and the ovaries are small and hard. Ovariectomy results in no change in their behavior. This severe nymphomania may be the result of adrenal production of steroids. If so, 10 to 15 milligrams of dexamethasone may suppress these signs. Progesterone may also suppress the signs, but don't count on it. Many times, racing mares are given anabolic steroids, such as equipoise. This is definitely detrimental to stallions, but the effect on mares is much less known. In one study, it was shown that the first ovulation was at about the same time, but conception rate at the first heat was much lower, resulting in overall longer time to get the mares pregnant their first year off the track.